BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one.
We're at your service. What can we do?
The one.
For Wednesday.
Bambaleo.
Easy radio.
One. Two.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
So much sass.
I think we're quite best friends.
Yes.
Woo-hoo.
3, 2.
Radio one.
This is Wednesday with Scott and Chris, in for Greg this morning on Radio 1 Breakfast. There's a Bambaleo Wednesday. Also, we go to Chris's Year 8 school disco on 24 Years at the Tap End. Another Radio 1 listener attempts our Beyoncé challenge. And which stars are reversioning their hits for these different times?
Radio 1!
Scott, that's me, in London at Radio 1, and Chris at home somewhere.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. So the first message I got from you this morning on WhatsApp, Scott, was saying, check out my silky hands. Like, weird message to receive first thing in the morning.
Have you seen
them?
So
I went and had a look at your Instagram. Yeah, smooth hands, man.
Oh, wow. So someone told me that if you buy these moisturising gloves off the internet, and I'm buying a lot off the internet at the moment, and just seeing whether it arrives, you get well silky hands. Until yesterday, I had hands like Madonna. Like really old, really crusty, really dry, because so much anti-bac, so much washing, because I'm washing my hands all the time.
Yeah, now, old hands.
Yes, it's a silky-handed miracle.
Radio 1 Breakfast.
With Scott and Chris.
Yeah, but hang on, so these are gloves that moisturise your hands at the same time?
What you do is, before you go to bed, £7 off the internet, you literally whack on loads of moisturiser on your hands, and then simply put the silk gloves on, moisturising silk gloves. Wake up this morning, I did that, I went to bed quite late last night, put it on about 11:30, woke up about 5:30 this morning. I mean, it's like I've got new hands. It's incredible.
Yeah, but you're going to bed wearing gloves, aren't you? Which
silk
is
gloves.
Weird. So you and your boyfriend there, and you're there fully new, just wearing silk gloves. It's an odd look.
Yeah.
Although he's growing a tash, isn't he? So I suppose it all
magic.
Balances out.
Like white magician gloves. It's not sexy in bed, but...
Gross.
It's really done the trick this morning. Oh, I keep running my other hand over this hand just to be like, oh, my God.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So we're going to do Better Days quiz in a minute. We're going to speak to Tom, who is one of the team... called Keeping It Smart 2 meters Apart. They're all young farmers from Lincolnshire. We're not doing the news of the moment, we're doing the news from the past, because generally I find it's better. So today we're going, what a day, the 18th of January 2019. And I'll tell you why this day was great. It's because on that day, the Fyre Festival documentary called Fyre, the greatest party that never happened, was released, and it was the day that we all found out that Andy, one of the organisers, would do absolutely anything to get water delivered to the festival. He would take one for the team.
What a man. Legends were born that day, Scott. The thing is, a documentary like that happens, it's a bit like what's happened with Tiger King recently, and it's a game changer. People enter your life that you become obsessed with. They become your Halloween fancy dress and everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So,
and that was Andy.
I suggest that you use this time when you have more free time, if you've not seen this show, to get it. It's still on Netflix. It's called Fyre Festival, the greatest party that never happened. Basically, it was a party on some Caribbean island, which was set up a bit like, I guess, well, like a festival here, but with loads of rich people and loads of Instagrammers who were really upset because they couldn't sleep in a proper bed. It was awful. It was like a complete fail from start to finish. It was a disaster. But if you slightly enjoy seeing rich, privileged people in an uncomfortable situation, then do watch. I mean, I got a little bit of pleasure out of it, I'm not going to lie. Mommy, they were calling, they were like, Mommy, the private jet's not taken off.
Yeah, essentially it was a massive con, the whole thing, because they couldn't deliver the festival properly. And lots of people got screwed over, but lots of characters were born. The main one being Andy, who we absolutely love. We became obsessed with him, didn't we, Scott? And then we were desperate to get him on the show.
Yeah, and we managed to do it. When we did our Lolathon, which was 24-hour jokes for Comic Relief, we managed to get Andy, the standout star, Andy King, on the show. Now, during the disastrous Bahamas Festival, he said he would do anything. to get water for the kids at the fire festival. So we gave him some other situations and asked him what he would do in that situation if he was faced with this.
Okay, Andy, it's 2 hours before Miley Cyrus comes on stage at Radio 1's Big Weekend in Middlesbrough, but her Evian hasn't arrived. It's been held at the port of Middlesbrough. What are you going to do?
Well, I'd probably take one for the team.
Go on, Andy. All right, so we're going back to that day, the day that documentary was released, 18th of January 2019, on the Better Days quiz next.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Unbelievable. So the man that became a meme after the incredible Fire Festival documentary, I've just seen, I think this went ahead. He did a whole tour. He did like a chat tour where you could buy tickets. He went to Norwich, he went to Brighton, Glasgow, Sheffield, Newcastle, London, and just basically did an hour's chat about what it was like to work on Fire Festival.
No.
Yeah, and then you get like a 30-minute Q&A session where he invites audience members to ask him questions. Why do we not know about this?
It we should have Andy's, got him for a DJ set, shouldn't we?
It was called
thinking about it.
Andy's Fireside Chat Tour.
Release the chat.
I hope he does another one. One! Thing is, we've all moved on now. We all want to see a Joe Exotic tour. Slight problem with that, but...
True.
Right, so let's do Better Days quiz. And here is Tom. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Right, so how's your day? What's going on? What's going to happen?
Not a lot, really, obviously. Off of lockdown, I'm just going to work for Dad on the old farm. Bits and bobs, you know, the school.
Okay. You sound exactly like some of the works here, also called Tom, also from Lincolnshire. It's Matt.
True. You really do.
Got
yeah.
The same voice.
Yeah. Well, what do you do when you're not farming normally? What do you like to do? Because I'm intrigued to know if you are actually the other Tom or how similar you are.
Voice double.
Well, I like quite like my country sports. Yeah. Quite like a beer. The usual farmer spec kind of.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah. It's exactly the same. All right, so just checking in on the team this week. So you and Alex, who we've spoken to, went to uni together, right?
Yeah, we're at Newcastle at the minute. Yeah, well, supposed to be Newcastle at the minute, yeah.
Okay, now tell me about when you went to Paris. You were sent to Paris, right?
Yeah, well, basically woke up on a Friday morning and still a bit worse for wear from the night before. And one of my housemates said, if we put you on a plane to Paris by yourself, would you go? So they set up a GoFundMe page, and about 10 hours later, I was stood in front of the Eiffel Tower, not really knowing what to do with myself for 3 days.
Oh God, you're the best! Mm. I love you. I love you already. So your mates thought it would just be funny to send you to Paris.
Yeah, well, they came up with this elaborate this story that because it was Valentine's weekend. I was single for Valentine's, so they set up a GoFundMe page.
You're amazing.
And within 12 hours, it had about 500-600 quid on it, so off I went.
You went to City of Love.
Yeah, well, exactly. There wasn't much love found, that's to be said.
No, but you did have a baguette fight with a French stranger, right?
Yeah. Well, I said if you sent me 20 quid, which I went to charity, I'd do a challenge. And one of them was I had to have a sword fight with baguettes. So that happened.
What?
That happened.
Challenge Tom. Can we just do this? Any ideas where we can send Tom when this is all done? What should we do with him? 81199.
Okay, so Tom, from the Keeping It Smart 2 metres Apart team of young farmers in Lincolnshire, I've got 90 seconds of questions about the 18th of January 2019, the day that the Firefest documentary was released. Have you watched it?
I did. I gave it a quick watch last night.
I mean, what a mess.
I know. It was a bit, it was all a bit crazy, wasn't it?
Definitely. All right, so 90 seconds on that day. Let's check the dingers. Josh with the dingers. Yeah, it works. Okay, let's go. Which streaming platform released the Fire Festival documentary on this day?
Netflix.
Yeah. Dancing on Ice judge Jason Gardner said which TOWIE personality was lazy and mediocre?
Don't know, pass.
Gemma Collins, which Scottish tennis player formally pulled out of 3 upcoming tournaments?
Andy Murray.
Yeah. It was reported that Cardi B would star in the Super Bowl advert for which soft drink brand?
Coca-Cola.
No, the other one, Pepsi. The 1975 confirmed they would play at which British Music Awards ceremony?
Glastonbury.
Brits. Which Kardashian sister shared a video of her one-year-old daughter Chicago's trainer collection?
Carly.
Kim. Carly. The soundtrack to which film was still number one in the UK album chart?
James Bond.
No, Greatest Showman. Pep Guardiola celebrated his birthday on this day, but which Premier League football team does he currently manage?
Manchester United. Man City.
Look, I can't give it to you. The Fyre Festival documentary was released on this day, but can you name the American rapper who co-funded the festival?
J-Lo.
Not J... I love that.
He's the best.
No, fine. On this day, Caroline Wozniacki was knocked out of which tennis open tournament?
The American Open.
Australian. Oh, no, we're done.
I love you. You're my favourite person.
I've helped that.
You are.
Oh,
you're right, Tom?
Yeah, no, fine.
He's done badly. He's done badly.
Off by Joe McDonald.
Yeah. No. So can I just ask, is Kylie Kardashian a Kardashian, Scott? I'm not sure.
Kylie? There's a Kylie?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was the wrong answer anyway.
Not Kylie.
Also,
no.
You gave... Pep was Man City. You said you'd give it. Are we accepting that? Is this a sympathy one?
I don't... Yeah, go on then, because it's... Okay, I mean, it's still done bad.
All right, listen, if you're giving Tom a sympathy one, then it brings it up to four.
Four!
Well, not complete disgrace. Better than zero.
Yeah, I mean, even if you got 10, I don't think you would have sounded any more excited. I'm like, that's just your way, you know.
You're the best, though. I really like you, Tom. You're funny. Yeah.
Very funny.
Good. Well, cheers, lads.
Right, who are we speaking to tomorrow on the team? Tom.
Alex.
Alex. He can't even answer that.
It's Alex tomorrow. All right, then I'll let you get back to doing your bits and bobs.
All right, cheers, lads.
All right, then have a good day.
Cheers, Tom.
Wow.
The best.
Best answer, which I'm going to clip for the rest of the show. The Fyre Festival documentary was released on this day, but can you name the American rapper who co-funded the festival? J-Lo.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What have you got, Chris? It's 7:42.
Well, whenever I'm at my in-laws, they've always got their phones on loud, like really loud. I think it's a parent thing. Their phones are abnormally loud. Like, put on silent, but always stupidly loud. So whenever there's breaking news, it goes off all over their phones.
My phone is never on. Like, it never pings. Mine's always on silent, like, the whole time.
Honestly, I think it's a parent's thing a lot of the time. It just always seems to be on really loud. Like, stupidly loud as well, unnecessarily loud.
Also, I rang someone yesterday, actually called someone, and they didn't pick up. And I was like, what else are you doing?
Yeah, but they're probably like me. If you call me, it's so rare that you call that I assume it's bad news, so I don't answer.
Is that what you do? Because I've called you in the last couple of days.
You only call me when it's really bad news. Everything else is a text from either you or your agent.
So it says, what does it say? Scott calling, Scott Mills calling. And you just, you look at the phone and positively ignore it, do you?
It's so rare that you call me that I can tell you the picture that comes up when you call me is a picture of you and Dappy together where you've swapped clothes on a night out that we once did.
Ages ago.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to the in-laws.
Yeah. So their phones go off really loud and it's they're signed up to every news site. So whenever there's breaking news, you know on your phone where you get a breaking news alert, it just goes off all the time on their phone. And also these breaking news, because of everything that's going on, are constant at the moment. So now I associate the breaking news ringtone with a slight anxiety, and I've almost started putting words to the ringtone.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because every time I hear it, I just feel ever so slight dread inside. Because I don't really like breaking news.
My mum has this one. Yeah. Mum, switch it off. Switch it off.
I hate it. It's becoming like an alarm ringtone now. You know where you fall out of love with your alarm ringtone? It's the same with these news ones.
What
the
one
Sky
do they have?
One gets me. The Sky one is constant, mate.
I've got it.
Constant. So every time I hear this, I just think to myself... I know this sounds mad, but I think to myself, oh, what now?
Let's do it together.
What now?
Those are now the words. Oh, what now? Let's try and think of some words for this. Once more.
Oh, what now?
the latest things that you may have missed while sleeping coming up. Scott Mills. Oh, Keith's come up with a good one for the BBC News Alert. More bad news. Right, so yesterday on the show we mentioned parents getting interrupted on TV by their kids. It happened to that guy in South Korea a couple of years ago, do you remember? And to the Shadow Health Secretary, Jonathan Ashworth, over the weekend. Then yesterday it happened to Kim Kardashian. She puts up a video encouraging everyone in California to stay at home and carry on social distancing, but then gets interrupted by Northwest introducing herself in the video and whispering that she'd gone out in her garden, though, which is fine. Have a listen.
Hi, everyone in California. It's Kim Kardashian West, and I just wanted to talk to you.
And Northwest.
Have a serious conversation with you guys about social distancing.
Okay. Hi, California. And then your kid gets involved.
Hi, everyone in California.
Listen to what Northwest says.
I know it's California. We've got the most beautiful weather, but we have to start to train ourselves. You went outside in your backyard, and that's totally fine. I know that. Can you not jump on the bed? Give me like 2 seconds to seriously do this.
I would have redone it, but it's quite cute, you know?
Yeah, yeah, I know what you mean. Do you think it was done on purpose? Don't know.
No, you can't plan that.
Really?
Loads of people are sharing their masterclasses for things like home workouts, yoga, cooking, and even voguing. I mean, I got sent the link of the guy voguing yesterday, and it's a lot. It's amazing. Joanna Bournes on Twitter shared her very own masterclass, which actually seems much more realistic.
When you think it's not humanly possible to waste any more time than you already have, that's when you keep going. What you accomplish in life does not define you. What you don't accomplish and then feel bad about forever, that's what defines you.
I love this video. So lots of people are using their time to stay off their phone and be creative, but not Joanna.
Everyone has good ideas. When you have a good idea, write it down and then forget about it forever.
Oh, there's also bits like just spend 5 hours staring at your phone. It's great. Loads of people have been crying out for this, and it's happening every night. CBeebies has a famous on to read a bedtime story. I mean, it can literally be anyone. They've had Joe Wicks, Mark Ronson, Jodie Whittaker, Ramesh Ranganathan have all done it recently, and just announced now, every night for a week from the end of April, something for the kids and for the parents as well, actual Bane himself, Tom Hardy. Tom Hardy's going to be reading the bedtime story.
Oh, wow. This is breaking news. This is good breaking news. Hang on.
Right, so this is breaking. It was great. He's done it before. This was last time when Tom Hardy read the bedtime story.
Are you all sitting comfortably ready for tonight's bedtime story? Well, that's good, because there's a little mouse in tonight's bedtime story who isn't.
Yes, and that is happening every night. Put it in the diary now. Get it in your phone. End of April, CBeebies. Watch their audience figures fly. We've also noticed a few pop stars repurposing their songs for this time that we're all living through. JoJo did it, rewriting the lyrics for Leave to Stay In.
Stay in! No. Right now.
And then last night, I thought, I'd check online and see if the Venga Boys have remade Boom 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 to be Zoom Zoom Zoom, because that's where everyone's spending their time these days. I didn't need to wait. Of course they have.
This is what I wanna do.
Let's have some fun.
Great, isn't it? And also, Kaiser Chiefs have taken this opportunity to come back, and they've redone, oh my God, the Stay Home Edition.
Thursday, clapping for the NHS staff, then the weekend sitting in the park, spreading pathogen, running round like a nanny.
bread, coffee, banana bread, baked potato man. Banana bread gets a shout. It don't matter to me. That's all that I wanted to be. Dancing around with your wigs, dressing gown and glow sticks. Next, yes, 2020, the year you did a quiz every single night, apart from the week there was a TV show about other people doing a quiz and you watched it on TV.
Hey! Scott Mills.
Oh no, Joanna in Oxford's nearly run out of loo roll. It's fine, the stocks are back in now, Joanna, you should be fine. However, handy tip I found yesterday, Chris, do you see this toilet roll hack?
No, what's this? Make your own or something?
No. Going through toilet paper faster than usual? Try squashing the roll so it doesn't spin so quickly and then not as much will be pulled off the roll.
True.
Just flatten that roll, babes. At the moment, sometimes you need a little bit of a boost. I'm hoping we can bring that to you in the shape of this morning's Ho game. Maybe you're setting up for another day of working from home. Maybe you're doing the bins. Good morning, bin men and ladies. Maybe you're an NHS worker off for another tough shift. Maybe you work in a shop. I'm hoping this will give you the boost you need this morning. Think of something old or retro and give it a massive ho! Me and Chris will go round and round with the callers and us until one person cannot think of another who. Or if the timer appears, which means we have to be quick because we're almost out of time. Let's play the who game. All right, I'll start today if that's all right with everyone. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Go for it, yes. Okay.
Son seeing suspicious parents. Hi! What a show.
Yeah, great one. Good start.
I was on that once. I was on one of the Zanti editions.
Why?
They were filming me DJing in the club and then the parents were about to turn up and surprise them. It was awful, really. You'd be getting up to all sorts on a holiday with your mates in places like Zante, Kavos, Ibiza, and then you didn't know that actually your parents had been watching you the whole time. And then, even worse, they walk in to the holiday. But do you remember they're like always behind a wall as you're getting off of somebody and they're looking at you?
Mm. Or hiding in the bushes.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, can I do my who?
Go.
Peeping Toms.
Now, talk me through a Peeping Tom. What did they do?
For me, it's just the description of the phrase. I actually don't know what the phrase is. I don't know who this Tom is that it's been named after.
They watch others. Okay, cool. Just looked it up. All right, let's go to the lines. Line one, who's that?
It's Stefan from Newcastle.
Go on, Stefan.
Girls, generally teenagers, putting gems or diamonds on their teeth.
What was the equivalent for the lads? Was it eyebrow slits?
Also, the more slits you had, I think, the cooler you were. Look at Kenzie from Blazing Squad. He had a good five there,
all
didn't
the
he?
Slits, yeah. Line two, who's that?
Oh, yes, hello.
Oh, wow. How, he's on the breakfast show. Amazing.
Wow.
Here we go. Welcome along, Mike.
This is Mike, who often calls up in the afternoon for the Who game.
What's news in your life, Mike? You okay?
I'm getting a bit bored of this lockdown lark.
Yeah?
It's proving very testing on the... You get to know yourself a bit better, I suppose, but...
All right, Mike, what have you got for us?
Asbestos roofing.
Line three, who's that, please?
Hi, it's Gemma from Carlisle.
Yes, Gemma in Carlisle, what have you got?
Watering cans. Hey!
Are they a who? I bought one recently.
They are a bit of a who, though.
Are they?
But I think most gardening things are, because right. Like, you've just instantly reminded me of, you know, the little pillow that you can put your knees on in the garden.
Okay, me again. Swine flu! Sorry, swine flu, you've been eclipsed.
Okay, I've got one. Throwing underwear at celebrities. Happened all the time, didn't it? If you were famous, people would throw their pants at you.
Stefan!
Flash mobs.
Hello!
I remember when they were massive having a meeting here going, guys, should we arrange our own flash mob? Do you remember that, Chris?
Yeah, they really were on at one point.
Mike!
Ball in the bag!
There's nothing wrong with boiling the bag. I still boil everything in the bag. And moving on to Gemma.
Mustaches. Hey.
Sadly, I can't allow that one, Gemma.
Oh.
Because they may have been a who, but in isolation, they are really back on. Have I told you the latest from my boyfriend, Chris?
No, what's going on?
So he's decided to shave everything else apart from the moustache now.
I'd love it if you have a boyfriend with a tash.
I have.
It will look great. I can't wait to see you both together in photos. It's going to be lovely.
It's really annoying me.
Your boyfriend's got a tash there, mate.
Don't. Anyway, let's break for a song. We're back with the Who Game in a minute.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is the Who Game on BBC Radio 1. OK, it's my turn to serve. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, once I caught a fish alive. Ha! Chris Stark, you.
Key changes. I'm talking Westlife. Blue. Old school pop.
Stefan.
The Atkins diet.
Oh, yeah, I tried that for a while. It's just a lot of meat, actually, and not much else. Meat and eggs. You smell so bad. Chris, did I smell bad when I was on that?
Yeah, that wasn't one of my favourite diets, that.
Not suitable for work.
Do you know what? The bin men are just turning up outside the window here, I can see. Can we pause to applause?
Applaud.
I'll let you know when they're right outside and maybe we can do that.
All right. And you want us to stop the Who game for that, yeah?
Well, I think it's only fair. Yeah, key workers and all.
They deserve it, yeah. Mike!
I've got bin men approaching as well.
Good.
Yes. Yeah, I'm going to go with the Lighthouse family.
Gemma?
Ladsmags. Hey.
What, like nuts? Hey. And zoo. Yeah. Hey. Global gathering. Hey. See, also Homeland. And tea in the park. Hey.
Rounding first base. Hey.
What is that?
I'm never sure what it actually meant, but you know, it was like different stages of getting off with someone, and they'd say, "Did you round first base?" And I never really knew what that meant.
Did you round first base?
Did you never hear that?
No, I've heard about first base.
Guys, can I just stop everything to applaud the bin operatives outside?
Yeah.
Go on, guys.
Yes.
Yes! Woo! Keep going.
Keep going.
Hey! He's got a thumbs up.
Excellent.
Hey. Oh, bless him.
I hope that's made their day.
Sorry, back to the game.
Stefan!
Boy band introducing themselves in unison. Hello!
True, they all used to do it. Hi, we're Boyzone. Hi, we're One Direction. All at the same time. That is a massive hurt. Well, okay, there goes the timer. We've got to be quick. Mike, do one.
Mine shafts.
Gemma.
Daniel Bedingfield.
We played him on the show yesterday, but yeah. Sending massive crisps into SMTV Live. Eat it, eat it. Remember that?
Great one. Oh, I can't think of one. What was that fish that you'd put on the wall? The one that would sing a song? Big Mouth Billy Bass.
That's it. Ah! Back to Stefan, go.
Avril Lavigne and her tie.
Mike.
Using a pantyhose as a makeshift fan belt.
Gemma.
MSN Messenger.
Were you born in a barn if you've left a door open? And that's it. That is the end of the Who game. Strong performances from our callers, Stefan, Mike and Gemma. And working from home, Chris Stark. Thanks very much, guys. Join us for another Who game soon. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
And thanks to our callers.
Thank you, Kurt. Love you, bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's me in the studio. Chris is at home. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. Harry has been back on. He was in the gym in his garage just before 8:30. He's like, praise the Lord for BBC Sounds. Now I can rewind and listen to my first ever shout-out on Radio 1 again and again. You can rewind. And this person says, Scott, I don't know your name, but it says, my sister will 100% be able to hit them Beyonce notes. She was on Michael McIntyre's big show last season. Her name is Lauren. We might call you back because this is a hard one to get. Everyone sings this on a night out, right? And obviously Beyonce nails it because she's Beyonce. But this song has not one, not two, not three, but four key changes. Up again! Keeps going like
oh,
that.
Wow. It's constant, isn't it? Really, we just want a text message from someone competent who's got this. Literally, you can text us that. Just text the words, I got this, to 81199. And if you're good enough, we'll get you on. Because I just want to hear one person nail it. Isn't that right, Scott?
That's right. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, mate. How you doing?
Good. Chris is here as well. Hi.
All right, man.
Okay, Alex, you heard this yesterday. You thought you could give it a go, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Are you good?
I'm sweet, mate. I'm sweet. Hit me with it.
Oh, I love this confidence. This is good. Now, hang on a minute. When you say you're good, what can you back this up with?
When I was about 14, I played the Scarecrow in The Wizard of Oz.
Awesome. And whereabouts, whereabouts in the UK are you from?
I'm from Birmingham, but I don't talk like I'm from that Birmingham. I'm normal Birmingham.
Yeah, no, you still sound like you're from Birmingham, babe, but...
You just said your own voice. You did your own voice a little bit louder. That was the major difference.
Nah, it's never that bad. It's never that bad.
Yeah, no, I can definitely tell. But anyway, that's I'd like an accent. It's all good.
So you're the Brum Beyonce, you think?
Yeah. I'm the Birmingham Beyonce. That's about as close to you get as a Birmingham Beyonce as you can.
Brum-once.
Wow.
Brum-once.
He loves it. Listen. Well, I'm excited to hear this, Brum-once.
Let's have it.
I wonder if this is going to be an almost like a Subo moment, Scott, because yeah. I've got to be honest, even though he seems quite confident, I suspect he's going to be awful.
No.
However, they are the ones that you then kind of get shocked by, don't you?
Yeah. Sorry, Alex, he's got so little faith. I'm excited to hear your voice, okay?
Well, thank you very much.
All right, so you know with this track, it just gets higher and higher and higher, and there's a point where you just need to buzz out and go, guys, I'm out, I can't do any higher.
I'll go until I can't go no more.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. It's you! You're the one I love! You're the one I need! You're the only one I need! The only one I need! You're the one that kills me! You're the one that I'm always for! When I need to make everything stop! Oh! There he is! Hold on. Yeah, no, good. So you've got it there, but the trouble is it goes up another level now. Are you ready?
Just noises.
To be fair. You okay?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm throwing everything out.
You really did.
Yeah. We want
everything.
Someone to try and nail this, though. Someone out there has got this.
Have a good day, bub.
Right, love you guys.
Love you.
Just before I go for you guys, I want to say that I spend a lot of my time in the van travelling to and from work. And there has been times where I've had tough news come through. And if anything, what you guys do is make every day a little bit better, even if it is bad. So I think you guys are brilliant. And thanks for giving me the opportunity. Have a good day, guys.
That's so sweet. Thank you so much, Alex.
Hi to the missus, because I did that for her. But I love you loads, guys.
What's her name?
Jess.
Hi, Jess. All right.
She's the lucky one. She's married to Brum-once.
That's right.
Well, she's going out with Brum-once.
You've lifted my day. Thank you, Alex.
Alex. That's been a service. Okay. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye. The Scott Mills
Daily. So loads of people took a break from doing a quiz on Zoom to watch a show about people doing a quiz on TV last night. It's the ITV drama, which is getting really loads of viewers, about a guy called Charles Ingram, who was a major who cheated his way to win Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. He has always denied that he did it, but yeah. And they did it when basically someone coughed in the audience. It was either his wife or someone they knew.
It was, well, apparently it was both, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was the thing, they were all in on it.
They kind of alternated. But I love the Craig David question. It's like, whose album was called Born to Do It? And then he gave another answer for ages, and then someone, when Chris Tarrant went, or Craig David, someone went, well, I think I'm going to change my answer to Craig David.
Do you know what? I saw this on Twitter last night, and it's so true. ITV should play out the full episode now.
What a great
idea. One night this week, get it on. Let's see the coughing episode, because it's never actually been shown.
Has it not been shown? No, they didn't show
it. It's never been shown in full. So what I'm saying is, one night, let's get it on. It'd be amazing. Everyone would watch it.
Right, because it's the final episode tonight. So tomorrow night, ITV, let's have the unplayed actual Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Let's see it. We've never seen it. Get that on this week. People would watch that. The thing last night that everyone noticed, though, was the guy whose job it was to press the button that sprayed confetti everywhere when someone wins a million, because it's so unlikely that he's not really needed very often. It only happened twice in the show's history, and one of them, as we found out, was never shown, this one. So earlier in the show, he's there, he's shown in a van, eating a kebab. He's chowing down on a kebab while listening to It's Raining Men by Jerry Halliwell. Okay. And the rest of the crew were looking for him to make sure he was on hand for his key moment. He had one job, you know, and it was to spray the glitter when someone wins a million.
The glitter. We hadn't thought we'd get to the £1 million question, but we're at the £1 million question. And where's the glitter man?
It's raining men.
Has someone checked that for factual accuracy? Do we actually?
Apparently, it's real.
He was
apparently the Glitter Man is real.
Out of any song from 2001, he was listening to It's Raining Men by Jerry Halliwell in his van while having a burger. Sometimes they can change these things for dramatic effect, but I'll go with it. Then his Nokia rings. This did get us thinking, though. How many people have roles that basically involve them sitting around until they need to do just one job? This is exactly what Chris said to fastest woman in Britain, Dina Asher-Smith, on the show only yesterday.
Dina, just imagine, if you break it down, how much you're earning per second. It's awesome.
Oh, let's not start with that.
Any other jobs that involve you sitting around and then it's your moment, like the Glitter Man, let me know on 81199.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Ben.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How's your day? I know you're a lovely lorry driver, but work's kind of a little bit scarce at the moment, so you're at home, are you?
Yeah, it's just dried up. I've been on lockdown about 10 days now, so not as long as a lot of people I know.
No.
I'm already bored.
Yeah, okay. So have you got to the point yet where you're writing down your day plan, or is it just all over the place?
No, not so much. I've just been, I can't sit still. I'm one of those people who can't sit still. So I've been doing a lot of DIY stuff, but I am actually running out of things to fix now. So,
well, do you know what, mate? The good thing is you're starting your day in a really positive way this morning. You can choose the next song on Radio 1. So I would just say you've kind of done your bit for the day after that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, is it too early to crack open a beer then?
That's up to you. I mean, it's up to you. Yeah. If I hear one more person go, oh, you should try an exercise class or do some yoga, bake some banana bread. Ben, you're probably going to do none of those things today.
Probably not.
No. Okay, whereabouts are you? Where do you live?
I'm in Worthing, West Sussex.
Okay, are you isolating alone or you live with mates or a partner?
I actually live with my grandmother. So I've had to move out of her house because obviously I was still going to work and I didn't want to. You know, it's difficult. So I'm really lucky to have a friend. My friend Noelle's let me stay at her place. So I've been doing loads of DIY for her, basically. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, everyone wins. She's got new shelves. Your gran can be at home. Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, just been doing shopping for her and dropping it off on the doorstep. You know?
Bless you. Okay, here's what I've got for you today on Bangers. This is Calvin Harris with Summer. Dan, I'd very much like you to choose my song this morning.
That sounds good.
Summer, that we will have. We'll have one eventually. That's Calvin Harris. That's my choice.
Good choice that as well. Another Calvin Harris song where he sings on it as well, which is always a bonus. Okay, mate, you can have that, or you can have my banger choice, which is this. And this song is just peak me. I love it so much. This is Plan B, Stay Too Long.
Ooh. Okay, Ben. Remember, this has got to set you up for a whole day of doing nothing.
Indeed, indeed. I must say, I usually go with Chris, but you have pulled out of the bag, Scott. Let's have Summer.
No. When I met you in the summer, to my heartbeat sound, we fell in love as the leaves turn brown.
That's one. Yes, Radio 1 turned right up all over the UK for Calvin Harris Summer.
Radio 1 Breakfast
with Scott and Chris.
Yeah, this text comes in. He sounded lush, wouldn't mind self-isolating with him. Doesn't leave their name, but if I click on this, it shows you their previous text. Good morning, Helen in Suffolk.
Do you know what? I was sort of fascinated in what was going on there. He's moved in with a friend. I mean, it all sounds lovely and protect your gran and that. But yeah, I was kind of intrigued. What's going on?
God, you always think there's another story and more to it, don't you?
Yeah, man.
Wait, Calvin Harris sings on his own song. See, there's always one person that doesn't know this. One. That was Harry.
Radio 1 Breakfast with Scott and Chris.
Yeah, on some of the earlier ones, he does sing on his own.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, Chris, tap end time. Let's go back in time to when today?
Yeah, so this was back when I was at school and I was learning about girls, and there was a Year 8 disco that got... It kind of got dramatic, Scott. These were dramatic years in my life. These were the years that formed me. So, yeah, back to the Year 8 disco. You ready for this?
Yeah, you still love a bit of drama, though, don't you?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. Yeah, but I look back on these times, and we say this every day, they were a simpler time, weren't they?
Yeah, growing up. And this one features Becky, who used to be on the show. And loads of people message in actually going, oh, I miss Becky. Yeah, she was on the show a few years ago. She's doing fine. She still works at the BBC. She's not completely left, but she's all good. Thank you very much. Still in touch. Okay, let's do it. Theme tune.
I've banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did 24 years at the tap end. At the tap end. Up until the age of about 13, there was a yearly event that I both looked forward to and feared in equal measures, the school disco. Previous experiences of school discos had gone well. Generally, they involved playing invisible football with boy mates and completely ignoring or trying to wind up girls. The year 6 one had got awkward when I was dared to hold a girl's hand, but all in all, it was a yearly event where I would wear an England shirt, get high on sweets, and run around performing football celebrations.
Who dared you to hold the girl's hand, and what girl was it?
It was just something that was done in year 6, because I think by then we were starting to like girls, but couldn't admit it, so it was always dared. I dare you to go hold her hand, that kind of thing.
Did you do it?
Yeah, of course I did, yeah. You know me,
How long for?
I do my dares. I think it was like, there was always a time limit. It was like 3 or 4 seconds, everyone watching, go hold her hand, go sit next to her in the coach, that kind of thing.
Okay, I dare you to hold Becky's hand.
Oh, this is a bit weird. This is like a year 6 game, though.
Dare you.
Is this kind of odd?
You always do your dares.
Mm.
Go on.
Well, you got Dare Becky, I guess, as well, because she doesn't.
Well, no,
that
because I'm just
my...
a girl at a school disco, and I don't know anything about the dare because I'm sat with my girl mates over here. Be a gentleman.
Hello, Becky.
Hello, Chris.
You look lovely.
Thank you.
Can I hold your hand?
Okay.
One, two, three.
Result.
Oh, okay. That's all it is.
Yeah, we've done the 3 seconds and immediately move away.
Would you say result before you left me or result. When you got back to your mate?
As soon as the dare's done.
Okay. Has anyone got any of that sort of antibacterial?
Got some in the bag, yeah.
Okay.
Continue.
To really complicate things, I've met a girl after school through one of my friends and she was going to be there that night.
Oh.
I won't lie, I was pretty nervous. All my mates knew the situation and had been telling me for the month leading up that we were going to have to dance together. This was a big deal, very big deal.
Ooh.
It got to the night of the disco and my friends Tom and Andy came round my house. My dad was to drop us in Watford for about 7 o'clock. We all wore what was standard year 8 school disco uniform at the time. Royal blue Ben Sherman short sleeve shirts and classics on the feet.
Ah, the classics.
We mussed up with Africa and before we knew it, we were on our way. I was quite nervous. This girl I liked was going to be there tonight and I was going to have to perform.
Ooh.
Mobile phones hadn't quite been invented by then, so we had only been in contact through passing notes between mutual friends.
Oh, cute.
It was proper old school.
Yeah. I think they had been invented, you just didn't have one.
Yeah, but at that time it was like... tariffs were high.
They really were.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, back to the school disco.
We got there, handed over our tickets and walked in. But there were no girls there, just a small group of small boys, all huddled around the touch shop bit. I joined them, saw off a couple of panda pops, then we moved and huddled nearer the speakers. A few girls started to come in, and then I saw her. There she was. She caught me staring at her and smiled. I quickly moved my gaze and completely blanked her. I was nervous and this was awkward. A few songs later, all the girls were dancing in groups on the dance floor and all the boys were in groups on the outside. This arrangement was fine and working for everyone, but there was a massive awkwardness as I was fully aware that I was completely ignoring the girl I liked.
Mm.
Her friend ran up to me and told me she was here. Did I fancy her and was I going to slow dance with her?
See, that's what I used to like about school. It's so straightforward. None of that kind of messing around. Hello, do you fancy my friend? Will you dance with her?
Yeah.
Done. Simple.
And then it started. The music changed. Casey and JoJo, All My Life. My heart skipped a beat. I saw her looking over. My friends started to push me forward. Despite my resistance, there were about 10 of them, and they were all tugging my shirt and pushing me towards her. We stood there face to face. I said hello.
Ooh.
She said hello. And then my mate pushed me one more time towards her.
Hang on, I've got the music. Hang on. Got it.
Oh, wow.
Is this bringing it all back to you?
It is a bit, yeah. She put her hands on my shoulders, and I put my hands on her shoulders, and we started to sway from side to side.
Was she massively shorter than you?
No, she was probably, if anything, she was slightly taller than me. This was, of course, all wrong and looked ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah, that's weird.
You know, something out of Shaun of the Dead. Just two zombies there, like slow dancing.
Slow dancing to Casey and JoJo.
We continued to sway side to side. After a couple of minutes, the song changed. Have you got this one? S Club 7 Never Had a Dream Come True.
Sure, I can find it. Hang on.
I realised we looked like zombies. I moved my hands down towards her waist. This was all going well. I really liked her. And just when I had the courage to ignore my friends that had formed a circle around us and talked to her, the song changed again. Bahamen, Who Let the Dogs Out? Got that?
Yes. What happened next?
My mates grabbed me and before I knew it, I was back on the boys' side of the room. So there it was, my first proper dance. And the lesson learned, hands on waist, not on shoulders.
Every time. I found this now.
Who let the dogs out?
This is what happened when the song changed.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Are your hands still on their shoulders at this point? Yeah.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Good times there. Wow. Can you say Baha Men again for me? See if it's changed over the years.
Baha Men.
You said Baha Men.
Did I?
The Baha Men. Scott Mills. Bumbleo Wednesday. Are you ready? We've made it to another Wednesday in lockdown. Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado. Ven, Belén, ven, Belén, ven, Belén. Ven, Belén, ven, Belén. First up, this is suggested by Lauren in Huddersfield, our favourite ever University Challenge contestant.
10 points if you can give me the name of the orchestra leader.
Liverpool Hiscock.
Staying with University Challenge, this one for Emma, the postie in Portsmouth.
The nicknames Cheesemongers, Cherry Pickers, Bob's Own, the Emperor's Chambermaids and the Immortals are or have been used for which groups of men?
You're Miss Bright.
Homosexuals?
Okay.
Okay, Alex and Milton Keynes, you're up next. And here's your favourite bit from Gemma Collins on Celebrity X Factor. Sorry, Celebrity Big Brother. I think we can all relate to this.
I'm claustrophobic, Darren!
Listen.
They don't get it! I'm claustrophobic!
Who would like to remember, I know Robert in Edinburgh would, the shambles that we played yesterday, which was One Direction on X Factor 2010. Here they are doing Viva La Vida. I love you, boys. Frank in Bristol, good morning. Wants this classic bit of innuendo bingo from Grand Designs Australia.
So this is what it's all about.
Sip.
I can understand why your deck's been enlarged, Michael. It feels terrific.
It's got a new deck there. Back to 8 a.m. this morning, and it's our new feature to help everyone through the lockdown. Zoe suggested this one.
What day is it? 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 What day is it?
Wednesday.
Yeah. Now we go to Northern Ireland, suggested by Lee in Toaster. And this guy, Rory, who was slightly worried about the cold weather.
Oh, God, it's wild time of the snow, all right.
It doesn't put you off from going to school.
Well, the mother says we had to go anyway. We hadn't much of a choice in the matter, but sure.
It's a cold journey to school this morning.
Oh, God, you wouldn't be long getting frostbite.
Good morning, Joe in Reading, who was listening earlier to the show, much earlier, when we were doing the Better Days quiz. And here's Farmer Tom from Lincolnshire answering a question. The Fyre Festival documentary was released on this day, but can you name the American rapper who co-funded the festival?
J-Lo.
And good morning to Emma in Northampton. She wants this. How much for that fish, please?
Come on, ladies, come on, ladies. 1 pound fish. Have a look, 1 pound fish. Have a look, 1 pound fish. Very, very good. 1 pound fish. Very, very cheap. 1 pound fish.
I'm a lion.
Here we go.
Here we go. Let us know where you're having a bumbleo today on 81199. Archie is rolling in Herefordshire, that's farming. James is also rolling in Barrington. Felix in Droitwich, good morning. Bubs, Shezza, Shearer and PJ bumbleoing their barrels off in the brewery in Winchester. Come on, 81199. God, there's hundreds. Tom, the postie in Shrewsbury. Matt in Yorkshire. In his delivery van. Remember, we're doing a song for the delivery drivers tomorrow morning on the Great British Sing-Along. 9 a.m. Nikki in Leeds making cupcakes. all the farmers, Ben off of Lancashire, Sammy and Dunstable in the kitchen, she's a Corolla loner, Dan in Northants, Drew and Beth doing nothing really in Hartley Whitney. Got any, Chris?
Yep, Sarah in Winchester, having a little bumbleo in the kitchen. Hello, Dan in Beaconsfield, out with the boys. Looking forward to being out with the boys, sorry. And Ian doing some essential shopping.
I love the hairy form.
Yeah.
Chloe in Cornwall. Connor, gay, from Shrewsbury.
But okay. He's gay.
Callum in York, working in the council department today. Working from home as a teacher. That's Amy in Cumbria. Ollie in Cornwall, drilling some maize. Jamie from Colchester, trucking all the way to Sheerness today.
See you later.
Mills. Earlier, we were saying about that show Quiz last night, which is the story of the man that coughed. Well, no, the people around him that coughed when he was answering on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. And there was one guy who we've called the Glitter Man. So when it gets to £1 million that someone's about to win, which hardly ever happened, it only ever happened twice in the show's history, there's a guy who has one job, and that is to release the glitter from the ceiling to be like, yay, you've won £1 million. You know, like when someone won the X Factor and all the ticker tape fell from the sky. This guy did it for glitter when someone won £1 million on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
But it's just massive, isn't it? You've got one job. You've got to just do it right. That one time you're called upon, just go big. You know what I mean?
But as we saw on the show last night, when his big moment came and it was almost time to release the glitter because Charles Ingram was about to win that million, however he did it, the glitter guy was in his van, munching on a kebab and listening to Jerry Halliwell, It's Raining Men. This was the clip from the show.
Oh, the glitter. We haven't thought we'd get to the £1 million question, but we're at the £1 million question. I never forget the glitter. Where's the glitter man?
It's raining men.
His Nokia's going off, he's nowhere to be seen. He runs in and finally manages to get the glitter down in time. The drama. This morning we've been people that have one job, but it's a very important one. A small task, but very vital. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
So this is when you were on your year out, right?
Yes.
Okay, and what happened?
I had a job working in a Quavers factory, and my one job up on a gantry at the top of the factory all by myself was to drop Tazos at exactly the right moment into the bags of crisps as they were going through the production line.
Yes, Tazos. So how would that work then?
Well, look, there was a special machine that was temporarily attached to the like crisp packing machinery, and a light would come on at random. So I just had to watch the light. And when the light came on, I had to drop a Tazo in. And I had no one to talk to. I couldn't listen to the radio. I was up there all on my own for hours at a time and just had to watch this light. And if you missed the light, you could screw up the whole operation.
Exactly. See, small but vital.
Radio 1 Breakfast. One with Scott
and Chris.
Okay, we've got another big one for you today. Presenting a DJ set by The Beast from The Chase. Good morning.
Good morning, bud. How are you?
We're good. You must be climbing the walls at the moment. Nothing to do.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit frustrating, but then, as my colleague Anne says, it's actually quite good because you can settle down and catch up on all the revision and stuff that you've been meaning to do for the last few months, but you don't do when you're on the road. So, for example, I've been catching up on all the box sets, which have been really good. I need to know that kind of stuff.
But also, no one's going to invite you to a quiz, are they? No one's going to let you join their quiz because what's the point? Game over.
Yeah, but on the other hand, I'm getting about 20 or 30 calls a day saying, oh, have you got a spare 5 minutes, mate? Can you come, can you do us a video quiz or an online quiz? And I sort of get to the point, I'm going, are you kidding me? It's just so, that, you know, it's like, I think they all think it takes you 2 minutes to do, whereas to do a decent quiz takes quite a bit longer than that.
Yeah, totally. Well, at least you're doing a DJ set today. Something a bit different, eh?
Oh, it's an unfulfilled dream. I'm looking forward to this.
Wow. The Beast on Radio 1. Get involved. Let us know what you think of the tunes. 81199. Okay, what have we got first?
Well, I like writing link round questions, so as in what's the common theme? So this might give you a clue as to the theme. The first song is Intergalactic by the Beastie Boys.
Drop the Beast.
With the Beast on Radio 1, let's go.
Beast Anthems.
Intergalactic, Beastie Boys on BBC Radio 1. Can't believe I'm saying this. We've got the Beast from The Chase DJing. What room are you in today, Mark?
I'm in the study, sort of quietly getting on with some work. It's kind of nice. That's because if I go down the kitchen, it's bad news.
Picture it, everyone. He's in his study right now, swatting up on future general knowledge.
I love that the Beast has a study, Scott. A DJ set live from a study. We've not had that yet. Just beasting out a DJ set.
Well, the problem is if I do my set from the kitchen, you'd have to stop because every 10 seconds you need the sound of me eating something.
So where are we going to go next?
Well, not that I'm vain or anything, but I've decided to pick Neo's wonderful song, Beautiful Monster.
Go on, the Beast. All my life and the hereafter I've never seen someone like you. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. I ain't happy. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. One of their best, Gorillaz, Clint Beastwood. The Beast is in the mix on BBC Radio 1.
Get in touch, let us know your thoughts, 81199.
The Beast always goes down a storm, Scott. I did a DJ set with him, and there was a wonderful moment where you came and joined me in the little DJ box. Do you remember this, Mark?
Yeah, it was in Portsmouth.
Yeah, that's right. We were in Portsmouth, and everyone just wanted the Beast to do a little rap. So I managed to persuade you to do the rap from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and he absolutely smashed it. It was one of the strangest moments, but didn't people love it?
Oh, yeah. The only problem is you played the full version rather than just the TV intro, and I was suddenly going, oh, my word, there's a second verse to this?
OK, where are we going next on the Beast DJ set from his study?
Right, really stretching it now. It's the Far Beast movement with Like a G6.
Go on!
Go on, the Beast!
Beast Anthems. Like a blizzard. When we drink, we do it right. Getting slurred, sipping, resisting my ride. In my ride, like 3-6. Now I'm feeling so fly, like a G6.
Fascination by Alpha Beast. You may have noticed the connection. All of these are monster or beast related because the Beast from The Chase is in the mix this morning for the last part of Radio 1 Breakfast with Scott and Chris.
It's so good, this. How do we finish, by the way? Because we get so many good Beast suggestions here. Someone says the BeastEnders theme. I mean, would be a moment, wouldn't it? But it doesn't feel we should finish with it.
I've got the perfect song to end, although it's appropriately enough, it's my walk-on music. Monster by The Automatic.
Yes!
Yes, Beast.
We could have also had Eminem, The Monster, Twin Atlantic, Make a Beast of Myself, or Stay Another Day by B17, or Beast Song Ever by 1D. But let's go for it. Automatic, Monster.
Beast Anthems.
Yeah.
tomorrow morning from 7 with a DJ set from Eddie Hearn at 10:40.
Alan Shearer and Ian Wright are in my kitchen. Mm. What's going on here?
The all-new Match of the Day Top 10 podcast, answering a huge football question every week.
This has not been easy, has it?
Like the top 10 Premier League strikers.
Firstly, I think it's really hard to have Shearer anywhere near the top 10.
The Match of the Day Top 10 podcast.
Only available on BBC Sounds.